And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. The ACC and ESPN recently announced a 20-year agreement to establish a sports network. 20 years is a long time. If UNC is not around in 2036, does it still have the obligation to field a football team? Can Ron Stutz be the quarterback? Let's listen to the claimed benefits described during the announcement. Produce content of the highest order for millions of fans to entertain and entrance. Create value for distributors. Provide an effective platform for advertisers. Secure financial benefit for ESPN and the ACC. And shine a spotlight on thousands of student athletes. What I did not hear was how this agreement advances the mission of UNC to serve as a center for research, scholarship, and creativity, a sad omission given that ACC chancellors were in the room for the announcement. Will the millions of dollars that flow to athletics slow the 6% decline in per-student academic spending or the 4% increase in athletic spending over the past 5 years at UNC, as reported by the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics? A broadcast network stimulates an insatiable demand for content to feed the appetites of the millions of subscribers. Will athletes be subjected to game schedules that are even more disruptive of achieving academic goals than the current impositions, and, I might add, without fair compensation for the value that ESPN is purchasing? And who will monitor and be held accountable for the inevitable compromises in academic integrity? For their millions of dollars, ESPN's advertisers are going to insist on a product that produces not just entertainment, but championships. UNC is already a champion in academic athletic scandals, but one must wonder if countless intrusive regulations of the lives of athletes and faculty will be enough to withstand the forces to recruit and admit athletes instead of students. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.